107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. You're going to want to get your tickets for Fiddler on the Loose. Joining us on the phone line is the featured performer, Jesse Granmont, and he joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, how are you?
It is great to have you on the phone lines, doing great. So this is Fiddler on the Loose with Drayton Entertainment at the Huron Country Playhouse. And we should mention the Huron Country Playhouse celebrating its 50th anniversary this season. So Jesse, I think we can kind of tell by the title what this is all about, but tell us about this show.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a variety show, first of all, and it's celebrating all things violin or fiddle. Basically, we touch on every genre of music that the violin plays, and that's everything from classical music to country, Celtic, Irish, Scottish music, to even some rock tunes as well. So we kind of try and hit everything that we can, and it's just filled with fun and comedy and entertainment. It's really, really great. There's some fabulous other cast members in the show as well who are all super talented. I'm so lucky to be able to be up there with all of them.
Oh, for sure. Is there anybody you really want to spotlight to this morning? Some of the other members from the company?
Oh man, I want to spotlight everyone, but I have to give a shout out. My little sister is in the show, and I always like to say that she's the more talented one of the two of us. So she's so amazing, an amazing violinist and singer and actress.
Oh, there you go.
And then we have the Bala sisters, who are step dancers and fiddlers. My friend Elena is a beautiful singer from Winnipeg who's here in the show. And then we have a rockin' band, four guys in the band who are all just amazing. And not only do they play their instruments, but they sing, they dance, they have all these special talents as well. So,
well, a good shout-out. And, of course, you do have to do a shout-out for your sister. So well done on that.
Yeah, she'd be mad at me if I didn't. So.
Now, you've already had a run with the show in Cambridge, and then it opens at the Huron Country Playhouse June 23rd. How's the run been going so far?
So much fun. We just finished on Saturday night in Cambridge, and then just a couple of days to move it over there. We open on Thursday in Grand Bend, and we're excited to do another 3 weeks. It's not only fun for us too. Well, it's great for us on stage too, because we get to engage with the audience and include them and really feel like the audience is part of it. So it's a lot of fun to be able to kind of have that partnership with your audience. So this show is really special for that reason too.
And what's it like working with David Hogan? He's the director and choreographer for the show. What's it like working with David?
David Hogan I've worked with him for a long, long time, and he's just like, you know, he's one of my mentors. He's the reason I got into theater. He hired me for my first theater show, and so we've had a lot of fun together for a long time. He's so great, so talented. Him and his partner for D2 Entertainment, David Rogers, who conceived the show and put the show together, you know, they just do such amazing stuff, and I'm really lucky that they chose me to front this show. So really, really thankful to them.
I think you're going to have to get your tickets now for Fiddler on the Loose. And there is something about, you know, you cover all the different genres of music, if you will, with the fiddle and violin. But there's just something about the fiddle, the violin, and this type of performance that just really engages the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's something for everyone in this show. There's a lot of people who come and they don't really know what they're coming to. And they always walk away with a smile on their face and, you know, some lightness in their step, and hands are sore from clapping along with us. And that's really great. You know, we encourage people to hoot and holler and clap along and really enjoy themselves at this show. So, like I say, there's something for everyone. If I have people go, you know, I wasn't sure about fiddling. I didn't really know if I liked it before, but this was so much. And that just warms my heart. It's so great to see that there's people that are enjoying what we're doing. And it's great to be back on stage.
Oh, I bet. It's great for the actors, great for the company. So nice to have live theater again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, get your tickets. It's Fiddler on the Loose with Drayton Entertainment here on Country Playhouse, June 23rd to July 9th. And as we mentioned, here on Country Playhouse, celebrating the 50th anniversary. DraytonEntertainment.com is the website for all of the details. Jesse Granmont. Jesse, thanks so much, and have a great run at here on Country Playhouse in Grand Bend.
Thank you so much.